We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn.
Alright, I'm gonna jump in here. I hate to interrupt Tanya, but we are running out of time here. Bob Chapman, we should be having waiting in the wings here shortly. And I wanted to bring up George in Texas right now to talk with Sheriff Richard Mack. George.
How you doing, William? How you doing, Sheriff? Fellow Alamo Texan.
Doing good, George.
Well, fellow Alamo Texan to another. You know, I finally got a newspaper clipping back on September the 3rd, 1976, Officer Munez and Officer Rodriguez, these two police officers, they escaped from Cuba under Castro's rule, and these two people gave their lives in the line of duty back then. And these people, these police officers were mainly in our neighborhood, and I kind of remember the example these men tried to set for everybody in their community. Not only were they police officers, but they were peace officers trying to keep the peace, and they felt it a duty and an honor to serve the people in their community. And the thing is, you don't get that personal touch with the law enforcement community like they used to back then.
Well, yeah, I'm afraid that's far too often very true. And really, when I took some of my classes in law enforcement over the years, one law enforcement expert said, the biggest problem with policing in America is that our streets are patrolled by total strangers. And I think that really is indicative of a lot of the problems. We need police officers who live in our communities, who are our neighbors, who know us, and can really render a neighborly type police service instead of this police state type of actions, and everybody is just subject to whatever whim the cops want to throw our way, especially with the laws regarding disorderly conduct. Disorderly conduct arrests are made all over the country because the officer just simply is offended or doesn't like the person and wants to teach the person a lesson. Look, I can throw you in jail. I've got the badge. I've got the gun. And if you don't respect me and treat me properly, or if you flip me off, then I'm going to throw you to jail. All that is totally wrong and immoral for officers to misuse their authority in such a manner to actually take liberty away from citizens because they are offended. That's just too dang bad.
These two officers, they die in the line of duty, not by going chasing down a bad guy, but me and my brothers and my friends, we're about ready to get sucked down a drain pipe in a severe flood at the time, and they gave their lives saving us. They drowned. And, you know, and these men, because I remember they didn't have a surveillance badge. But I remember an old lady fell in her home and was left on the floor for 2 days. These cops didn't have a surveillance badge, too, but they were backed up with calls. But they asked me and my friends, can you go check on this woman? Because they seen that the mailbox was full, the newspapers were piling up on the driveway. And we went and we knocked on the door and we found out this woman fell and she couldn't come to the door. And we
Hold on. We have to take another break. Hey, Dan, do we have Bob Chapman? Okay, we do have Bob. All right. When we come back, I want to give you a chance to real quickly plug where you're going to be again. Thank you, George. I'm sorry we're out of time.
All right. Thank you.
We'll be back here, folks. Stay with us.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
All right, we're back here on Govern America. Finishing up with Sheriff Richard Mack, you're going to be in Yuma, Arizona. Actually, you are today. And anybody in the area, give out the information once again real quickly.
Okay, it's today at 1:30, and it's at the City Hall. And I'm not sure exactly where that is. I don't have the address, but I'm sure you could look it up or just email me if you have any questions about it at sheriffmack@hotmail.com. And we'll hook you up. It's going to be a great event and a super time to stand for American liberty today in Yuma, Arizona.
Okay. Thank you so much for being with us.
It is sponsored by the Colorado River Tea Party.
Oh, excellent. All right. Thank you so much, Sheriff Mack. And, folks, his website, once again, sheriffmack.com. And check out his book, County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. Vital information. And I can't think of anything more important than getting the word through to your state and local officials, but also your county sheriffs, they're the only ones that are going to enforce this thing. The courts can rule whatever they want to rule, but ultimately, if the sheriff is standing up and doing his job, his rightful role, then, who's going to arrest the sheriff, he's the highest authority in a county. Isn't that right, Sheriff Mack?
That is absolutely correct.
All right. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I hope folks will come out there if they're around the Yuma, Arizona area, City Hall, 1:30 today, local time. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless you.
All right. Thanks so much for having me. See you later.
All right, folks, we're going to turn a corner right now, and we're going to talk about the economy. A lot going on with regard to the economic crisis, the Eurozone. There have been efforts to try to save the Euro, And I guess they've reached a deal now. We're going to address some of that as well here with Bob Chetman, the international forecaster. Also, the unemployment numbers are out, more dismal unemployment numbers, as we see now that they are at 402,000, according to what we've seen reported this past week on Thursday. Folks, the unemployment numbers have been at or near or above 400,000 since April. You know, and yet they tell us we're in an economic recovery. You know, in the meantime, we see Ambrose Evans-Pritchard out of the UK, The Telegraph. He reports world power swings back to America. The American phoenix is slowly rising again, they say. Within 5 years or so, the U.S. will be well on its way to self-sufficiency in fuel and energy. Manufacturing will have closed the labor gap with China and a clutch of key industries. The current account might even be a surplus. They say assumptions that the Great Republic must inevitably spiral into economic and strategic decline, so like the chatter of the late 1980s when Japan was in vogue, will seem wildly off the mark by then. Telegraph readers already know about the shale gas revolution that has turned America into the world's number one producer of natural gas ahead of Russia. Less known is that the technology of hydraulic fracking, breaking rocks with jets of water, will also bring a quantum leap in shale oil supply, mostly from oil fields in North Dakota, Eagle Ford in Texas, and other reserves across the Midwest. He goes on to talk about industries repatriating, coming back from China and other countries as well. He paints what seems to me to be quite a rosy picture, and I wish I could share this optimism. Unfortunately, I don't. I don't see, you know, anything happening here positive, but we can get Bob Chetman's take on this. Bob Chetman was a stockbroker. He worked in that industry for a long time, serving many, many clients. At the time of his retirement, he now writes the International Forecaster, and he's a frequent guest here on Govern America. Bob, thank you for once again for joining us.
Oh, good morning, and nice to be here again. Every month, and yes, there's lots of interesting things going on.
It's never a dull moment, is it?
No, there isn't at all.
We would crave a dull moment.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. Boringly, that would be something we would wish for, which we normally wouldn't. Because everything has been so disjointed and so, I guess, exciting. Mr. Ambrose Pritchard very often in his columns will talk about the aims of the New World Order, but he won't tell you that. There is no movement that I know of as a professional in this field to bring jobs back to America. And the balance of payments surplus and the trade figures, which have been stronger, he fails to tell you is because the dollar has been dropping precipitously. And, you know, there's always two sides to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as there being normality in Europe, it's light years away. To capsulize everything that's gone on in the past 2 years and particularly the past 2 weeks in Europe, most people don't know this yet, and I cover it lightly in today's email version of the International Forecaster. And the bottom line is this. The key to whatever goes on in Europe is Germany. It's the biggest, most influential. They make the most profits, and they're probably the best at collectively doing everything in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And what the Bundestag, which is the House of Representatives, did is they passed 2 weeks ago legislation that says, yes, we will contribute to the $517 billion which is needed to bail out Greece and others. And they put up about half the money. And the German people did not want them to do that. 65 to 70% said, no, no, we don't want you to do that. They did it anyway. Now, what they did this past week was say that you could leverage the money that has been contributed. It's okay. Now, in between,
now,
before the first
can vote, I jump in here for a minute? When you say leverage the money, can you explain to our listeners what's meant by that term?
In order to make a larger amount of money, they bought derivatives to ensure that $517 billion. And they added to that to bring that figure to $1.4 trillion by using derivatives which allowed them to get more capital in the future to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's dangerous because if they can't pay the money back, there's a monumental problem. And so before the first vote, the equivalent of the Supreme Court in Karlsruhe in Germany said, yes, you can participate with money, but you can't leverage. So they went right ahead and passed legislation, the second piece, and said, okay, you can go and leverage, knowing the court was going to step in.
Mm-hmm.
So the court has stepped in and said, and this was late on Friday, and most people don't have this information. They said, no, you can't do that. So this is going to be a large argument, and the court will win. And at least for the time being, and that the court won't render their decision until the end of the year or early next year, everything is in limbo. And I think that the Germans and thus the European Union will not be allowed to use this leverage. Now, why is that important? 2 years ago, I spoke to the German government, and I said, look, the bill's going to be $4 trillion for the six countries. You're talking $1 trillion. What are you thinking about? Oh, we're right. I said, good. I changed my estimate about a little over 2 months ago and said it would be $4 to $6 trillion. It looks more like $6 trillion now. And they've raised theirs to $3.5 trillion, so they started to catch up.
Mm.
Now, if less they use leverage by using derivatives, they can't accomplish what they're going to have to accomplish. And there's no way that they can come up collectively with $6 trillion in cash, so to speak. So with that said, if leverage is not used, there is no program, and everybody's going to start going bankrupt. And that's where it's all headed.
And what happens if they go bankrupt?
Well, they'll go one at a time. Greece will go first, and they will leave the euro, default in entirety, and they will be followed by Ireland and Portugal, and eventually by Belgium, Spain, and Italy. And they'll all go back to their currencies. All the banks in Europe will go under. They're already bankrupt. But they'll all go under for permanently.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that the governments in each country will have to step in and nullify debt because they can't collect on the debt that they own, O-W-N, which belongs to Greece and Spain and Portugal and so on.
Okay. Let's hold it right there, and let's pick it up on the other side of the break where you left off, okay? Folks, we're visiting with Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster, theinternationalforecaster.com. You can subscribe right there online. We'll be back here in a moment, and you're welcome to call in, too, by the way, 800-313-9443. Don't wait till the last minute to do that, 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
In this dirty old part of the city, when the sun refuses to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying.
We're back. This is Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks, visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, theinternationalforecaster.com, or intforecaster.com. And check it out. They're linked up at our website at governamerica.com. And, Bob, before the break, you were talking about the what's going to happen if this, I guess, domino effect of these bankrupt countries in Europe actually materializes, this bailout that they have approved and I guess have been dealt a setback now by the court, as you were talking about earlier. But if these countries go bankrupt, what exactly is going to transpire? You know, this is really relevant to the American people as well, because my understanding is that the United States is the biggest funder of the International Monetary Fund. So if these countries start going bankrupt in a major way, the American people could be on the hook, couldn't they?
Well, they are. I have the figures here, actually.
Okay.
And that's surprisingly so. I usually don't have that, but I do have it. If I can find it here, I've been doing some writing on this morning. There we go. The holdings of sovereign debt by country. Now, this would be one sovereign, which is a nation, having debt issued by another sovereign country.
Okay.
And in this case here, we've got France in the big the front seat with $214 billion, followed by Germany with $117 billion, the United Kingdom with $37 billion, along with the United States with $37 billion. And so, yes, it does lap over into other countries. And that is the interconnectivity which was deliberately created by the banking and financial sectors of Europe, the United Kingdom, and the United States. And the reason I did that was that so that it would be easy to have a one-world bank and a one-world government and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they did this. Now it's happened. It didn't work out for them. And it's all coming back to haunt them. And this interconnectivity causes a chain reaction where if the banks at the top go under, everybody else does too.
Mm-hmm.
And because everybody else is holding everybody else's paper, debt, bonds, loans, so to speak.
Right.
And so this is vicious, and because they've done it deliberately, and these nations shouldn't have been spending this much money in the first place. And in Europe, the banking situation is somewhat different than it is in the United States. You wouldn't know that unless you'd lived there as an American or another foreigner. And most Americans don't ever go to Europe, never mind live there.
Right.
The banks control the government, and it's been that way for a long time. And banks have been given mandates so that they can control government, usually by the people or sometimes by decree. And we've never had that in America, although we have the problem.
At least not overtly.
No, at least not overtly. We have the Federal Reserve System, which is privately owned, which the banks in Wall Street, they own the Federal Reserve, so they tell them what to do. Very few experts like myself ever put it that way because they seem to be afraid to for some reason. But anyway, that's the reality of it. Only it's worse in Europe. And so what's happened in Europe is that the banks, the nations, for the most part, are broke. It's as simple as that. And England's got the same problem, and so does the United States of America. So everybody's broke. And so all those currencies out there, really, in varying degree, are not worth the paper they're written on. Then so you say to yourself, gee, well, I got some wealth over here. I got $500,000. How do I protect it? Well, you protect it by being in gold and silver-related assets, coins, bullion, and shares.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you protect it. And there is no other way. You know, getting back to the situation in Europe, they'll dawdle over this for about a month. And around the 6th of December until the 6th, the 7th, or 8th of January, Europe folds up, just like it does from July 15th to September the 1st. Nobody does anything to speak of. And so this thing is just going to drone on, but it will not be in a positive atmosphere. We've had positivity over the past several weeks, but nobody looked into the method, especially journalists,
mm-hmm.
that was being used to be able to fix these problems with these six major countries that are broke.
Yeah. Let's hold it right there. Let's take the bottom of the hour break, and we'll continue on the other side. Folks, you're welcome to call in, 800-313-9443. We're visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Government America visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. I don't know if you finished what you were saying before. We do have a caller on the line, but did you want to finish up before we go to the phones?
No, let's go to the phones.
Okay.
It'll probably meld in with what we're talking about anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure it probably will. All right, let's go to Illinois and talk to Rodney. Rodney, you're on the air.
Morning, Darren, and it's a pleasure to ask you a couple questions, Bob. And if I may ask two questions. About derivatives, I still do not have a working knowledge and understanding derivatives, except I'm thinking that derivatives are little more than insurance policies for sovereign debt. Am I at all close, Bob, and can you give a derivative definition for dummies for me?
And that is, it's insurance, just like you said. Only thing is it's abused and it's not collateralized. So those of you who don't know, collateralization means that you do something and you have something behind it. Like if you commit yourself to $1 million, you're supposed to have perhaps 20% of that in cash, so to speak. And that is not always what's happening, but it is insurance. And you take some, first of all, 85% of the derivatives are custom made. So you can't even describe them because there's so many factors involved. It's very esoteric. On top of it, there's no regulation.
these banks and insurance companies and others that are involved in the derivative markets, they make their own rules between themselves. And they think that's okay. And, of course, it's not okay. But that's what, you know, the all-powerful banks think. Here's a good example of a derivative. You go out and buy $1 million worth of bonds, and they're yielding 3.5%. All you're interested is in the 3.5%. You don't want to be exposed to the changes in the face value of the bond itself. So what you do in order to protect yourself against the changes in the face value of the bond is you buy derivatives, and for about a half a point of that 3.5%, you'll give that up in fees to do derivative, to do insurance, that you won't have to worry about that bond going up or down. And that's a perfect example of insurance and derivatives. But most of them are not that way because they're far more complex. Because they say, if this doesn't happen and that does, this does. But the main point behind all of this is there's no money behind it. And if there were to happen a crisis, nobody would get paid. The whole thing would collapse. The whole financial system would come down. And they should have never been allowed to use the derivatives in the first place. Simple as that. And if it was going to be done, it would have to be collateralized by a certain reasonable percentage. Let's say you've got to hold 20% in reserve on your books for the derivatives that you've written. But there's no such rule. And the Federal Reserve doesn't want that to change because they're owned by the people who are creating the derivatives. You know, it's the whole thing is a big circle. And the only people that make any money are the people in the control position in the financial community.
Yeah. Rodney, you said you had a follow-up?
Yes, I did. I've got a couple more follow-ups to the derivatives, but if I could, the scope of the derivatives market, you know, I've heard is in excess of $1,000 trillion. You know, using that Q word, does that give a hint as to? I mean, are we talking quintillion as far as the underlying global debt that the quadrillion derivatives are somehow associated with? I mean, are we talking such gargantuan debt that these derivatives are, you know, associated with that it's coming to boggle the mind? And I'll just go ahead and rattle off my last.
Answer to that is simple. They're unpayable. And if 5% of them went under, the whole system would go down. And that's the bottom line. And it's hanging like a sort of Damocles over the world financial system.
Okay. The rules that they write for themselves, does that include shifting the failures of these derivatives onto a taxpaying public worldwide?
Well, that's a good question. And the reason why it's good is because three firms just did that. Mellon, J.P. Morgan Chase, and the biggest attention was given to Bank of America, which did it last week. And what they did in each case, in varying amounts of money, you know, trillions, they took their derivative book and transferred it to the section of the bank which is insured by the FDIC. Mind you, the FDIC doesn't have any money. In fact, I think they're a minus $8 billion right now. But if they need money, they get it from Congress, and Congress has the Fed created out of thin air, which in part is partially responsible for inflation. So what they've done is taken hundreds of trillions of dollars and put it on the back of the taxpayer. Of course, it's unpayable, but it's off in a section that is legally covered by existing legislation. So with that said, the transference of what you call these bad debts by major banks to the American people is legal, but it's certainly not moral. I mean, these are the people who started all these problems in the first place. So, you know, how do you solve the problem? Well, this is a precursor to what's coming. And what's coming is that all the banks in the world are going to end up being broke or absorbed. And these banks, let me put it this way. There's 705 banks in the United States. And those banks, for the most part, are fairly solvent. They will be merged with one another. Not because there's anything wrong with them, because the people in charge, that's the way they want it. Middle-sized banks will be rolled into larger banks. Larger banks will be nationalized. And what they'll do is split the book. And what that is like Bank of America just did. They'll roll off their bad debt to Bank of America B. Bank of America A will hold all of good assets. Bank of America B, those assets will be guaranteed by the United States government in this case. In Europe, they're going to do the same thing, and they've already started over there. They did it with Dexia 2 weeks ago. That's a bank. And it's a good bank, bad bank. And the bad bank assets are allowed to be paid for, and their losses paid for by the citizens of the sovereign country in which it happens. And that's what's going to happen. And they're going to nationalize banks until all of a sudden, 5 or 10 years down the road, if everything is still functioning, they'll have a national bank, and that'll be the only bank. That's what they're headed for. See, they want one world government, and this is another way of going at it. And so how do you stop that? Well, you get people in office like Ron Paul and people like him, and they change the rules, and they stop them from doing that. Now, if that can't work and doesn't work, I'm afraid to tell you, you're going to have revolution. And the same thing is happening in a number of countries. France is a shining example. And I just wrote about it this morning. I said, they don't get this thing straightened out. They're going to have 1789 all over again.
Yeah. Rodney?
Yeah, my last question, Darren, sorry for dragging this out, but the percentage of people who would buy gold or silver coin and hold it based on the trend, the upward trend, is so small. I'm really puzzled why there is a suppression effort going on by the powers that be, because I just don't understand why the public sentiment is so important if gold goes too high. It seems like if I were a trader in paper gold and silver, I wouldn't really care so much about the trend. The larger the daily move would be what would interest me. You know, if I had the wherewithal to operate in that environment, then the massive swings would seem to be what would make me salivate. I just don't understand why the public sentiment I understand wheat, you know, the price of a box of cornflakes, but most people, compared to people that eat cornflakes, and those who, you know, have a few gold or silver coins is quite large. Could you help me understand why the public sentiment is so important to these people that they want to manipulate it so much?
Well, first of all, it's caused by ignorance. And probably the greatest ignorance is in the advanced countries. Worldwide, in gold and silver-related assets, only 0.7% or 0.8% are involved in that venue. Now, it's a very thin venue, and that's why the governments are very, very very, very
cognizant.
I'll rephrase it and say that's why governments want to manipulate gold, because it's easy to make it go up, because then there isn't very much of it. Now, some may think there is enough of it and much of it, but there isn't. I mean, even you take the whole population of the world into consideration, and all of the gold ever mined is above ground, and probably the size of a swimming pool, and that's it. And so there's tremendous leverage in gold caused by the fact that it's a thin market, and silver is even thinner. So they don't want them going up because they have historically served to be the canary in the coal mine. In other words, if the canary dies, gold, silver, then something's drastically wrong. And that's why they continue to suppress it, to make people think that there isn't anything drastically wrong.
Rodney,
so that's where you get what you get. And it's very important to them, because if gold starts going ballistic, now it's gone up, but it should be selling at $8,000 an ounce based on real inflation since 1980. That said, if gold popped here and went to $4,000, then people are saying, well, gee, what is that all about? I don't know anything about gold, except, you know, it's nice to have a gold watch band or a chain or a cross or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they start learning, and they don't want the people to learn. It's just like colonialism. They went up, the major powers of Western Europe went into colonial regions, and the first thing they did was to make sure nobody learned anything. How do I know I lived in colonial, ex-colonial countries, and I know how they did it and why they did it? So it's the same thing with gold and silver. They don't want anybody to know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's being upset because of culture. India, China in particular, they're voracious buyers of both, and they will continue to be, because not only is it cultural for them, but they also know there's a lot of inflation in their countries, and they want to offset it and keep the value of what they have, and they do that by buying gold and silver.
I got to move on there, Rodney. I thank you so much for the call.
Yep. Thanks, Darren, Bob. Bye.
Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Rick, thanks for holding on.
Good morning, Darren. Good morning, Bob. I'd like to continue on the discussion on derivatives.
Mm-hmm.
And my apologies if you answered this question in your response to the previous caller, but I was reading a September 24th article on Zero Hedge titled Five Banks Account for 96% of the $250 trillion in outstanding U.S. derivatives exposure. And my question that when I came through that article was, do the banks owe those derivatives, O-W-E, or do they own them, O-W-N? And does it really make it, depending on what the answer is, does it really make a difference?
Well, to put it another way, they write them and other people buy them. So they're a creator and seller. So we don't know in the final analysis whether they'll owe anything or own anything until the derivative contracts expire. If they have an expiry, some don't. That's why that market is so difficult, because the rules are shaded in almost total secrecy. I mean, I've been involved in the securities industry directly and indirectly for 53 years, and if somebody handed me a derivative contract, there's so many things in there that only attorneys and mathematicians understand, that I wouldn't be able to decipher what's in there, and there's no regulation. And so these companies between one another do what they want. And yes, that's true. 96% are owned by five banks. And you know something? One bank out of the total owns 82%, J.P. Morgan Chase. And they're the largest holder of shares in the Federal Reserve System. Kind of fits, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a license to steal.
Rick, did you have anything else?
As simple as that.
Well, you say that the banks are writing the contracts and then selling them with an expiration date on them. Have then derivative contracts expired and have some already expired, and what happened?
Well, first of all, I have to guess at it because it won't tell you. It's a secret. But in that guess, I would say yes, they had to have had some expire and be paid off one way or the other. But they don't have to report. There's no regulations. It's all in the dark. And, you know, this is the attitude of the Fed Reserve System. When asked, well, who did you lend this money to under TARP? Where did it go and what collateral did you have? They said, we don't have to tell you that because that's a state secret. And they said, get out of here.
Hey, Rick, did you have anything else?
It was Bloomberg, and they went to court. And finally, they had to go, after 2 years, through the appeals court.
Okay.
They won.
Hey, Bob, we have a break here. We'll be back here in a moment, folks. Stay with us.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants. And moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
We're in the home stretch of the broadcast here, Govern America. I've been visiting with this hour with Bob Chetman, the international forecaster. Bob, why don't you go ahead and give the folks out there a plug for your newsletter? How do they get that?
The international forecaster is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, runs around 35 or 40 pages each time. We have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. And everything that you need to know each week is in that publication. You can get a free copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternational, F-O-R-E-C-A-S-T-E-R.com. You can also go to www.int,
forecaster.com, intoforecaster.com. For those of you who would like to ask a question, we answer everyone. Or you'd like to get a free copy of either. Or you'd like to get a copy of our latest report on gold and silver shares, email us, and that address is Bob, B-O-B, at intoforecaster.com, Bob at intoforecaster.com. For those of you who would like to call toll-free, that number is 877-479-8178, 877-479-8178. You can get both copies there, and you can also get a free one-year subscription if you'd like to become a subscriber. The deal that they're offering there is terrific, and you should take advantage of it.
Yeah, and, you know, we were talking about the derivatives thing. You know, I guess unless you have a financial background, that whole area is one that's really difficult for people. I know I've admittedly struggled to wrap my brain around exactly what these things are. But it seems to me like all of this really is just a big Ponzi scheme. A lot of this stuff just doesn't even really have any backing. These financial instruments are made out of nothing. They're based upon nothing. I mean, you can monetize anything. I mean, now they're monetizing the air and the water, you know, but you can create a financial instrument from anything.
That's right, without backing. And if something goes wrong, the whole thing comes down.
Mm-hmm. And inevitably,
it
will go wrong.
It's hard to explain them. Because they're custom-made, and you don't know what they're doing because they don't tell you and they won't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unregulated, so there's no way that you can find out anything about what they're doing. And that's not good. We shouldn't have a financial situation like that.
Real quickly, do you see anything, any other developments regarding the 401Ks and the potential for the government to seize those?
No, I have not. But I have seen that they, 2 weeks ago, finished the Senate Finance Committee hearings, and they are going forward on their program to put together something to put into a bill, but we don't know what it is. We just get bits and pieces. But something's in the work. My guess is they'll probably bring it around next year based upon these terrible financial conditions of today and say that you people here and with your retirement, you got to help pay for it. Of course, all the people who never put away for retirement, they don't give up anything.
Yeah. So you punish the people that are the most financial responsible, and that's about to seem to be the pattern we see everywhere. People that are responsible are punished. And the producers are, you know, have to be punished. Hey, thank you so much, Bob, for being with us. We are flat out of time. So many other things that we could address. But, folks, Phil Pozderek is up next. The International Forecaster is Bob's newsletter, and theinternationalforecaster.com is where you go to subscribe. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless you, folks. And thanks, Bob.
See you in a month.
Bye-bye, folks.